I was thinking, Mr. Gilway, I ask you if you would stay at the podium, and what I'm going to do is give the members of the committee an opportunity to ask questions they need rather than have the three presentations and then bring them back and forth. So may I start it off? You used the phrase at some point in your presentation, there was an unsettling feeling. I think within the, you used it in the context of some of the people within your town of Cedarport. And I guess I asked, was that, in your explanation, was that unsettling feeling because people really didn't know what was going to happen? I mean, at the very beginning, I know that there were talks about nuclear power plants and LNG facilities and every other kind of imaginable thing. Once that those rumors were allayed, did that unsettling feeling settle?
No, I think the unsettling feeling that I refer to is the fact that nothing has happened. We seem to be at a standstill for many, many years. It's the coffee shop factor. You know, when I would walk in as a police chief or now as a town manager, I would always be inundated with the question, what are you doing? What's happening? Now that I've been in the process and involved with the JUPC, it's just exacerbated. Everyone comes and says, what's happening? I wish something would happen. And they're seeing that we're making some progress through this. And even the coffee shop reports that are much briefer than you're going to get today say, look, we have a group of people who are very diverse, and they're meeting the challenge, and they're coming to an agreement. And that's very positive. From the folks that I speak to, my neighbors, they're very happy to see something moving forward.
So you mentioned also in your remarks three groups, and I think you referred to them as CIAC, CIPI, and the JUPC. Those were all, give us a little bit of a background of what those were.
Starting with the CIAC group, Sears Island Alternative Uses Committee, was a town-born committee. It was asked that the town put it together by the Libra government. And the town chose people, they had volunteers come forward and chose people to actually look at what can happen on Sears Island beyond the deadlock, the standstill. That was our first group. I believe they met for 2 years. Diane Smith was the chair of that group. That evolved and it finished its task and had a series of acceptable performance items. Things they could go on that. That moved into the city. Sears Island Planning Initiative. Excellent. And through that process, it was defined even closer. And all but I believe one of the objectives of one of the acceptable items was met by that process through an independent process that took place. And that turned eventually into what we had for the past year and a half of the JUPC, Joint Use Plan Committee.
And the culmination of that committee's work is the report that's before us today.
Yes.
Any other questions of Mr. Gilway, Representative Polk?
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Gilway, first of all, your coffee shops or anything like my coffee shops, everything's solved. You had mentioned at some point, and it might have slipped by me, about jobs created. I believe, right?
Yes.
And how many did you give us?
Well, this was the result of basically Diane and myself kind of tying numbers. We feel that one of the things that will be provided for Sears Island that's not there now is some level of management of the land. There's currently a gate. The gate is painted with all types of hand spray paint and no parking. Someone changed it to no parking. I recently took a walk on the island, and there's no management there. There's a TV on the trail. I don't know why someone would carry it, you know, a mile and a half off the island and dump it, but it wasn't there before. There's a need to have some level of management on the island, and we perceive that that's potentially going to be maybe there's only three people. They may not be posted there, but somewhere along the line, somebody's got to take that control. And it might just be the addition of responsibility to another job, but we feel that luckily there'll be two
Someone else had a question? Representative Thomason and Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Gilbert, if I read this document correctly, the town of Searsport will receive a payment annually of 7% of the value of this, at least the educational facility. Is that correct?
It's in the document and the recommendation.
Okay. 7% would equal a mill rate of 70, and that's a lot higher than any of the property taxes that I know of anywhere in the state of Maine. And I'm wondering, are we plowing some new ground here? I mean, I can think of lots of towns that have lots of nonprofit real estate that receive nothing in taxes. And I'm wondering if that precedent holds, if that would be a major hurdle to get over in developing any port facility on that island. If that were to transfer to the other property that would be constructed.
Searsport has more than its fair share of nonprofit properties. and one in particular is the Ross Garvin Green Museum. And I believe our number was partially born from that. They do pay us a revenue in lieu of taxes. And I believe that's where that number may have came from. There may be someone who knows more, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And Representative, I think probably the 7 is referring to 7 mills, or am I wrong on that?
I think in the report it's at 7%,
but perhaps it was misstated, but maybe.
I'm just reading people. Yeah. I was trying to find it, and I should have underlined it.
We more or less have a precedent set in your report, where the Penobscot Green Museum already paid the mill taxes. So we kind of already have a number in place.
One of the towns that I represent, and this is why it troubles me so much, one of the towns that I represent has state property that is equal to more than all of the rest of the real estate in town. And they get a pittance, $1,000 or $2,000 a year. And I'm thinking of all the towns in the state of Maine, I think of the very valuable coastal property that the town of Searsport has, and the towns in my area have tree growth, and they have open spaces that we have to get tax breaks from. And I just it's another advantage that towns, high-value towns have, and it troubles me. And then I look at it as a hindrance, because I'd like to see a port on that island someday. And if we've got this type of trail breaking, if you will, going on, then I see that as another hindrance, and it troubles me.
Thank you. Representative Brown.
Thanks, Senator. Thanks, Lord. I'm very interested in hearing that the citizens support us. You see that they support Scottsport and the railroad extension. To me, that's a very positive move. I want to make sure I'm going to support any sports development. So I think that's a real important key, is the fact that are they going to, when the time comes for talking about licensing the port, are they going to be distracted? Are they going to be on our side and realizing that we have to see the plans? I'm hoping that if we're going to have a cargo port development there, and a railroad line extension that the support of the local people. I think that's very key.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Morning, Mr. Lee. I'm curious, from your point of view and the town's point of view, what would happen if this agreement is not confirmed today? What are the consequences?
For about an hour and 15 minutes, we talked about that from Searsport to Augusta. it's interesting. We don't have a solution. LD-277 kind of clearly says that you're going to, approve or deal with the future of Sears Island for transportation. I don't know where we go. It's really in the DOT's hands at that point, I believe, to kind of reformulate what will happen. Today's meeting will be important to us.
Would you see any danger of it just unraveling and dissolving, as it were?
Well, I see a lot of our, as I spoke to our naysayers who have lived in town for many, many, many years, maybe even grew up there, who have seen nothing happen, just giving another plug-in saying, look, it didn't work. And a process like this is long and hard. A lot of people put a lot of effort into it with all good intention. And it'll give some strength to those that want to shoot us down all the time.
Thank you, Steve. Other questions? If you could, I'd like to move on to the next. Thank you again. Hope everyone's still awake.